What is up, Kasoku? Welcome back to episode 52 of the Samurai Summit and Otaku Podcast. I'm your host, Do, and we're back with another episode. Obviously, you know what it means. It's Tuesday. It's Podcast Tuesday or Samurai Tuesday or Summit Tuesday. I don't know. However you guys want to call it. So, we do have a few news for today. We're going to be talking about some mobile games on the nominees for Crunchyroll. So that's going to take a while. We're going to talk about some Attack on Titan and some Funko Pops. And at the end of the podcast, we are going to be talking about the Tenshiro movie. Going to do some reviews with and without spoilers. So stay tuned for that. Now, you know, on the intro, we always talk about what we did over the weekend or stuff like that. Well, I went to see the movie. Well, technically that was on Thursday, but you know what I mean. And nothing. Oh, I played more Odyssey, so that was pretty fun. I think I'm around 10 hours in. 10 hours and a half. I'm still on chapter 2. I still having a fight against Crocodile. And yeah. I haven't. So I don't know how long the story is. I heard that it takes about 30 to 40 hours to beat the game. Me, I'm not doing it fast. I'm kind of like really taking my sweet time with it. So I'm probably going to do more in the 50, 60 hours range. I'm doing some side quests, you know, just grinding a lot. I think move on with the story. I don't know. I'm just taking it slowly and smooth. Don't recall if I mentioned that I didn't get the figure because I pre-ordered the limited edition for Odyssey and I just got the game first. But then a few days later, the figure arrived. I'm still salty that we didn't get the steelbook. Yeah, I mean, it just looks so badass. Oh, yeah, I do remember because I was talking about in the last episode about the steelbook. And how there were like two different types of steelbook, but yeah, finally got it. I think I got it Monday or Tuesday of last week. Damn, I don't even recall, but yeah, probably after tomorrow, Wednesday, a new video is gonna be out on my channel about which one it's gonna be uploading. Damn, I can't even remember. Yeah, it's gonna be uploading the unboxing for the One Piece Odyssey figure, so stay tuned, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And other than that, it has been, you know, the usual, nothing too crazy. I ended up catching up with Chainsaw Man. I thought I was 2 episodes behind, but now I was 3. So I ended up watching 2 episodes of Chainsaw Man, and now I'm actually on the last episode. It's probably gonna take me a few more days to finish it because you know me, I get lazy sometimes. Oh, and also the One Piece manga chapter drop on Sunday. I think it's chapter 1072, if I'm not mistaken, and it was a good one. We find out some more, we keep getting more questions than answers, which I like a lot. Okay, so moving on, we are going to be talking about Funko Pops. And we usually don't talk too much about any of the Funko Pops, but this one, it's going to be with Demon Slayer related. Oh, speaking of Demon Slayer right now, I already got my fit for next month, so I'm ready. I got my Tanjiro teal color shirt, and then I ended up buying some Nike teal and white color shoes. Oh, it's going to be majestic, man. Gonna look so badass. So anyway, so a huge Demon Slayer Funko Pop wave drops on Funko Fair 2023, and they look pretty majestic, if I do say so myself. There's a Sengoku that glows in the dark, that's only a Walmart. There's a Hot Top exclusive. I can't believe I forgot her name. Don't tell me. Nezuko. There you go. So this is all the ones that I'm gonna leave the link on the sign up so you get to see it. So we have Demon Slayer. They're all gonna from Demon Slayer. We have Rui, which you could pre-order at Entertainment Earth. Who is Rui? I forget her names. And then we have, okay, yeah, Rui is the demon with the web from the first season. And then we have Kanao Tsuyuri. And that one is the girl with the butterfly, not the Hashirama. I need to watch Demon Slayer. The little choir girl. And that one is also Ryuko Proto from Entertainment Earth. The next one is Tanjiro eating noodles, also from the same website. Then we have Mitsuri Kanoji. She's the Hashira. I think they're called Hashira. I can't believe I'm forgetting all these titles. Forgive me, but yeah. She's the one. I think she is the Hashira. She's the one with the pink and greenish hair. And then we have Rengoku, the one that glows in the dark. Again, pre-order from Entertainment Earth. Then we have Inosuke, Tanjiro, Senetsu, and Nezuko. Those are little keychains that you could pre-order. Then we have a Barnes & Noble exclusive, which is Kanao Tsuyuri, which it glows in the dark. That's pretty cool. I'll just click on the website because I remember how it looks. And it's not showing up. I click on the link that it shows, but nothing appears. Oh, no, there's a little picture on the website. So, it looks cool. Her purple and her eye, her purple clothing and her eyes glows. The butterfly glows too. That's badass. Then we have the final selection guides. The two girls is a two-pack. It's an Amazon exclusive, which is the little lantern that is holding whatever glows in the dark. Then we have Rengoku, the Walmart exclusive that glows in the dark. Then we have the Nezuko Kamado in basket, the Hot Top exclusive. There's also a keychain. And then we have Kagaya Ubuyashiki, which is a GameStop exclusive. And that one doesn't seem to glow in the dark. And there's also the Tanjiro Kamado. That one looks pretty badass. He's from AAA anime exclusive. He looks badass. Like when it's Tanjiro style, the one when he's doing the Dance of the Fire God. It just looks majestic. So if you're into Funko Pops, make sure you get your pre-orders. I'm gonna leave the link in the sign notes, so check it out. I'm not really into Funko Pops that much, but Nezuko Metallic from Toy Stop Collectible exclusive as well. I think the glow in the dark Sengoku is the best looking one, and probably Tanjiro's dad. That one looks pretty dope too. Other than that, I'm probably not going to be getting any again, just because I'm not really a big fan of Funko Pops, even though I have quite a few of them, more than 20 for some reason. In my defense, sorry, I got to drink some Gatorade right now. In my defense, most of them were from Kingdom Hearts, because that's the time when I got into Kingdom Hearts again, and I wanted to get some figures or something, and those were popping at the moment. Funko Pops for Kingdom Hearts. I'm like, you know what? Let's get this. But yeah, I think I usually only have one of each. I think I do have two of the Iron Man when he snapped his fingers. And I do have three of the Eminem ones, of course. I was actually going to purchase more, but the website only let me purchase three of the Eminem. So I'm like, yeah, man, that's whack. But whatever. I'm not salty. Not at all. Now we're going to go with Attack on Titan. The final season anime's conclusion to air in two parts with first part on March. Like, are you fucking kidding me? They're just going to be fucking doing parts? Aren't we like on the final season, third part, and then they're going to divide the final conclusion to two more parts? That's like really fucking stupid. Excuse my French, but honestly, it's just stupid. So, yeah, anyways, it's going to be airing on March 3rd, the first part. And March, the second part, is going to be somewhere later this year. At least it's this year, but it's just stupid. Like, honestly, why? I actually hate the part that now more animes, they're dividing the seasons into part. Like, an example, Spy Family. It should be one season. It is one season, but the first 12 episodes is actually just part one, and the other 12 episodes is part two. But it's still, they don't call it seasons, only call it parts. So, like, shouldn't it be just the first season? I'm crazy, maybe, but I kind of hate that they're starting to do that. No, not something cool about it, TBH. But yeah, get excited. I'm still behind. Still haven't seen the final part that came out from Attack on Titan. So your boy gotta do that. And then before we move to the Crunchyroll nominees for the 7th annual Anime Awards, well, so we are gonna be talking about a mobile game. Excuse me. So you guys, excuse me, probably heard about the app game Blue Archive. I have seen it at the Play Store, but I kind of was like, nah, like it might be also kind of like weird. Want to be like anime style apps, like those weird ones that you might or might not get virus or some shit like that. So I never downloaded it until I came out into this article. So the mobile game Blue Archive is going to be getting a TV anime. So the second anniversary event of the Blue Archive mobile game announced a television anime adaptation on Sunday, revealing a teaser visual. And they're like, you know what? Let me search the company that makes the app. And it's a legit one. So I'm like, okay, I got to download it. So I downloaded it on my phone over the weekend. And I still haven't been able to play those. But it looks pretty fun. It looks interactive. Go check it out. It's on the Android and iOS for both. It came out in Japan. It came out in 2021. And I believe in the States, it came out, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so yeah, it came out in February 2021 in Japan. And then in November the same year, it came out in global version. So it's been out for like 2 years, going for 2 years, at least in the States. Yeah, because last year, November was the first one. So it's like a year and something. So it's not bad, it's not bad. So it's probably been the 2 years anniversary for the Japanese version. And it looks hella fun. So I'm excited that I'm actually going to be doing a anime adaptation. So a little synopsis for the game says the city's academies are divided into their own districts and are considered mostly independent. The General Student Council acts as governing board to manage the academies as a whole. However, the group's ability to govern has come to a halt since the mysterious appearance of the General Student Council presidents. Countless issues have begun to surface throughout Kyoto's in the absence of president's leadership. To avoid disaster, the General Student Council requests assistance from the Federal Investigation Club, otherwise known as SCAL. I don't know how to pronounce it. In fact, SCAL is the city's newest club and the last to be approved before the president's disappearance. To accomplish his task, SCAL relies on the guidance of a sensei who can help them resolve the incidents around Kivotos. So it looks pretty cool. It's interesting. It's a bunch of waifus. So if you're into waifus, then you're gonna love that. Which, if you're into anime, most likely you're into waifus. So it doesn't really say when it's gonna be releasing the anime. You just know that they're gonna be releasing anime for the app. So that's cool. It's good. And then we are moving on with the nominees. And it is, hold on, let me click on the link. So this one, we might take a little bit longer because, you know, I gotta be biased to see who should be winning, like anyone else. Like everyone else, you know, they're biased too. So, I mean, they choose who they like, so. So let's go. So there's going to be... okay, so Crunchyroll announced the nominees and open voting for its 7th annual Anime Awards on Tuesday. Leading nominations is Spy Family with nomination in 14 categories and Attack on Titan in 12 categories. So that's what's up. So, Anime of the Year. So these are the nominees. And let's see which animes are in which category. So for the Anime of the Year, we have Attack on Titan Final Season Part 2. Cyberpunk, Demon Slayer Entertainment District Arc, Licorice Recoil, Ranking of Kings, second part, and Spy Family. For this one, I have only seen, well, actually, I haven't even seen part two of Attack on Titan. But Attack on Titan, so we're all pretty badass. Demon Slayer is pretty good. I heard Cyberpunk is pretty badass. Ranking of the Kings is pretty cool from what I heard. Spy Family is pretty good too. But Anime of the Year, in my opinion, I would probably choose Demon Slayer because that's the one that I enjoyed the most, second season, which I actually prefer second season versus the first season. A lot of people didn't like the second season that much. Next category, we have Best Action, which we have Attack on Titan. Again, final season part 2. We have Cyberpunk. We have Edge Runners. We have Demon Slayer again. We have JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Spy Family, and Licorice Recoil. For Best Action, again, I haven't seen part 2 of Attack on Titan. Haven't seen Cyberpunk, but it does look pretty good. I will go with Demon Slayer again. Best Animation will be Attack on Titan again, Cyberpunk again, Demon Slayer again, Ranking of Kings Family. Ranking of Kings and then Spy Family. And Akebi Sailor Uniform. That one is actually on my bucket list, but still haven't seen it yet. Again, for this one, I'm going because I have seen Attack on Titan. I know how the animation is. I still prefer Demon Slayer because that old school, like not old school, but that kind of like samurai art style, Japanese style, just looks amazing. Best anime song. This one gonna be hella biased, but it's me. It's my opinion. We have Chiki Chiki Ban Ban by Kwendom Jaboy Coleman. We have Comedy by Gen Hoshino from Spy Family. We have my nonfiction Miyuki Shirogane. That's from Kaguya-sama Love is War. Then we have New Genesis from Ado One Piece Film Red. The other one is Show We Dance from Riona Shadows House, second season. And The Rumbling from Sim, Attack on Titan, final season, part 2. I would definitely go with New Genesis by Ado from One Piece Film Red. The Rumbling is actually pretty badass, but I'm not really into rock music. Like the screaming, I'm not really a big fan of. But I do love like when they're not screaming, it's pretty badass, not gonna lie. But I would go with New Genesis. Honestly, they should have put Toto Musica because that shit's fucking amazing. Next one, Best Character Design. We have Cyberpunk, Demon Slayer, My Dress Up Darling, Ranking of Kings, Spy Family, and JoJo Bizarre Adventure. I would go again with Demon Slayer. Cyberpunk, I haven't really seen too many of the characters. JoJo Bizarre Adventure, I hate the design. I hate the animation. So that's enough for me. My Dress of Darling, I haven't seen any. Ranking of Kings, I've seen some. Oh, My Dress of Darling, I have seen like the poster and stuff, like some screenshots. So it's okay. But honestly, best character design, I would have to go with Demon Slayer. Now, best comedy. We have Kaguya-sama, Kotaro, My Dress Up Darling, Spy Family, Uncle from Another World, and Your Boy Calming. I do like Spy Family, it's pretty funny. I heard Kaguya-sama is funny too. I have only seen the first episode and it was pretty funny. I haven't seen any of the other ones, so I'm either between Kaguya-sama or Spy Family, but most likely Spy Family just because I have seen pretty much more episodes than Kaguya-sama. Then we have best continuing series, which this is not an opinion, this is gonna be a fact. So let me tell you which ones are. We have Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Kaguya-sama, Made in Abyss, and One Piece. And of course, we all know the correct answer is One Piece. You know, no one can be God Piece right here. It's just the best one. They shouldn't even put no one else in this category, just One Piece by itself. Then for best director, we have Haruo Sotosaki from Demon Slayer, Hiroyuki from Cyberpunk, Kazuhiro from Spy Family, Shingo from Licorice Recoil, Yosuke from Ranking of Kings, and Yuichiro Hayashi from Attack on Titan. This is Attack on Titan Season Part 2, so I haven't seen it. I will have to go with Demon Slayer again on this one. Best drama. I haven't seen any of this, but we have 86 Part 2, Attack on Titan Season Finale, Final Season Part 2, Cyberpunk, Dance Dance Dancer, Kotaro, and Made in Abyss. And again, haven't seen any of them aside from Attack on Titan, but still haven't seen the Part 2 one, so I would probably just go with Attack on Titan. Best ending sequence. We have Akuma no Ko for Attack on Titan. We have comedy from Spy Family, My Heart Has Surrendered from Kaguya-sama, Koe no Yukue from My Dress Up Darling, Koshaberi Viyori, damn, I can't even pronounce this shit, Call Me Can't Communicate, and Yofukashino Uta from Creepy Nuts, Call of the Night. Haven't seen any of them, so really I can't. Comedy from Spam Family is like whatever, so that one I can't really choose. Best fantasy, we have Demon Slayer, we have Made in Abyss, Mushoku Tensei, Jaffa Reincarnation, Overlord, Ranking of Kings, The Crystal of Vanitas. I have, again, best fantasy. I haven't seen Overlord. It says Overlord 4. But I heard really good things from Overlord, so I probably might go with Overlord over Demon Slayer, not gonna lie. But yeah, that's just me. This one, again, I don't know. It's not an opinion. It's a fact, again. And we have best film. We have Bubble, Dragon Ball Super, Inuo, Jujutsu Kaisen, The Deer King, and the one and only One Piece film Red. And this is the only one that should be winning. No one else should be in this category. Hashtag facts. Hashtag come at me. Hashtag don't at me. So, honestly, for New Genesis, that should be the only one in there too for the song. But whatever, you know. Then we have best main character. We have Boji, Ranking of Kings, Chisato Nishikigi, Licorice Recoil, David Martinez. David Martinez, there's a Mexican in there in Cyberpunk. What? I gotta watch it. Eren Yeager from Attack on Titan, Lloyd Forger from Spy Family, and Marin Kitakawa. I would definitely choose Eren Yeager on this one. Best new series. We have Call of the Night, Cyberpunk, Licorice Recoil, My Dress Up Darling, Spy Family, and Your Boy Calming. I would go with Spy Family because that's the one that I've seen. Best opening sequence. We have Chiki Chiki Bam Bam, Mixed Nuts, Naked Hero, The Rumbling, This Fire. I mean, I have a bunch of Fs. And then Sankyo Sanka, which I would go with that one because it's from Demon Slayer. And I'm going to see her live next month, so I'm excited. We just, again, biased opinions right here. Except for the One Piece of facts. Best original anime. We have Healer Girl, Licorice Recoil, The Orbital Children, Vampire in the Garden, Yure Deko, and Burning Wing, Golf Girl Story. I have no fucking idea any of this, so I'm going to skip. Best romance. I haven't seen any of this either. We have Call of the Night, Kaguya-sama, Call Me Can Communicate, Love After World Domination, My Dress Up Darling, Shikimori no Josekiri. Oh, I lie. I have seen Shikimori no Josekiri, and I was disappointed on that one. So I would just say Kaguya-sama on this one. Komi Communique, my son watches that one. He does watch it in dub, and he just sounds so retarded, so maybe that's why I don't like it. But I will go with Kaguya-sama on this one. Best score, whatever that means. Attack on Titan, Part 2, Cyberpunk, Demon Slayer, Made in Abyss, The Golden City of Scorching Sun, Spy Family, and your boy Calming. Fuck it, let me do... You know what? On this one, let's just choose Attack on Titan, just for the fuck of it. Then we have Best Supporting Character. We have Ai Hayasaka from Kaguya-sama, Anya Forger. Okay, let's just go with Anya. Kage, Ranking of Kings, Rebecca from Cyberpunk, Tengen Uzui, Your Forger. Let's go with Anya. I was going to go with Tengen, but let me just go with Anya. And then we have Bass Voice Artist Performance in English. I really don't. That's just a bunch. Let's see. We have Best Voice Artist in Japanese. They're all from the same one. Demon Slayer, you know, Tanjiro, stuff like that. For me, they're all the same. Whatevs. Best Voice Artist Performance in Arabic. So they have in Arabic, in French, German, Castilian. So I'm not going to go any of the voice actors because it's just way too much to go. They literally have Spanish. They have Portuguese. Oh, I wonder who's doing the voices in Spanish. I don't remember. Then they had this actual category. Most protect at all cost characters. So we have Anya from Spy Family, Boji from Ranking of Kings, Kage from Ranking of Kings, Komishoko from Komi Can Communique, Kotaro Sato from Kotaro Lives Alone, and Marin Kitagawa from My Dress Up Darling. I will go with definitely with Anya. She's the best one. And those are the categories. The one that really matter, honestly, again, it's not an opinion, it's a fact. It's going to be for best film, best song, best anime song, and best continuous series. Those are the only one that matters because they're all One Piece related. And like I said, it's not a fact. It's an opinion. And with that, we're on our last topic. And it's going to be the Tensura movie. And I'm going to be doing again with and without spoilers. But with the spoilers, I'm going to try not to go too crazy, just a little bit. And yeah, so I'm going to start with that spoiler so you guys could still stay. Okay, so it's a good watch. I wasn't expecting much since they first announced it. Just because they haven't continued with the anime, and the anime finished pretty good, so they still got to show more rumors power. We know he's just fucking OP. And again, in the trailer, you know it was about... sorry, I forget his name, Tensura. Benimaru's brother, which his name is, what's his name again? Damn, I completely, I forgot his name. Hiro, there you go. So it's mainly about them in a way, and the other, and the other brothers. Well, not the really brothers, the fucking ogres. So, you know, we can't really have Rimuru do too much because he's just OP. He's just going to kill the whole movie, you know. So don't go expecting much. Again, it's just a side story. So maybe they could have waited for the anime to be more so they could do more in the animation. You know how in One Piece, Film Red, they even show a little bit of Gear 5. They probably should have done something like that too for people that read the manga. It had a good story, good animation. Overall, I just love the fact when they talk about Rumoru, they just gotta put respect on Rumoru's name. That's all I gotta say, because it's just fucking badass. Boldora too, they gotta put some respect on that. And towards the end, they kind of play with your feelings, not gonna lie. But not as much as like other anime movies that I've seen before. And what else? Something that I won't spoil. We are recommended watching in theaters. Yes, I would. But if you don't want to, it's fine. You could wait into the release on Crunchyroll, or you could purchase in Blu-ray or some shit like that. But it, for the experience, honestly, I do recommend watching it in theaters. Go with your friends, go with your squad, your anime squad, and go watch it. It's just pretty cool. You just gotta... It's funny, I went with Resmic and we were like, I was throughout the movie, I was like, put some respect on Rimmer's name. And yeah, so moving on after this, it's gonna be some spoilers, not a lot. So the whole point is about this town, the princess. Okay, so if you guys don't want to hear any spoilers, thank you guys for listening to this Samurai Summon Otaku podcast. Don't forget to send us an email, follow us on our social media. Everything's gonna be on the side notes. And now we're moving on with spoilers. So Hiro, that's his name. I just looked it up and I forgot already. God damn it. Well, Benimaru's brother, he sees the orc. I think it was the orc, the one that destroyed their village. He gets mad at him, but you know, Benimaru comes, he was like, hey, yo, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, oh shit, you're still alive. But anyways, the princess from Hiro, she's dying pretty much. And then it's the crown, and then you find out like who can you trust in that kingdom. Then Hiro comes into Tempest to get help from Rimuru and shit like that. But it's funny because don't even know that he's a demon or anything. So they introduce him, and then like when he said like, "Oh, Rimuru was like, oh, by the way, I'm also a demon lord." He just takes out his like big aurora, whatever, and they were like, "Holy shit, he's the real deal, just fucking badass." Rimuru didn't do too much. He did. There's this lake that it takes out like toxic gas or shit like that. So Rimuru goes and, you know, cleans the water. He found some shit like, wait, that's not normal. That's not natural cause someone's doing this shit. And we also get to see Diablo, so fucking amazing. And we get to see, I think it was Violet, the other demon. You know how Diablo is the black demon, or Kuro, however they call him. No, Noir. We get to see Violet, so we get to see a little fight between them, which was to put some respect on Diablo's name, because he was fucking amazing. And there was probably when he was like, huh? Diablo is just fucking hilarious. It was funny overall. We all know that fucking Tensu, that is a funny anime as well. So again, don't expect too much from Rimuru, because it's not his movie. It's mainly Benimaru. He got down. He could have chosen more power, but he didn't want to kill his brother that much either, but he kind of did. But I'm not going to spoil it too much. And we see how Rimuru's crew was able to take a bunch of people like nothing. Once Rimuru gave the order that he could kill the other people, they killed him right away. They were like, all right, sure. Psh. Like nothing. That's how gangster they are. And yeah, it was about an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half. It wasn't too long of a movie. And with that, I should finish just a little review. I do give it from 5 katanas. I want to say like a 3.5, 4 or 4 katanas, to be honest. I still recommend going to watch it. Just don't expect much. That's why. If you go with high expectation, you are going to be disappointed. That's why when I went, I was like, even to try, like, oh, looks cool. I'm pretty sure they're gonna show some new powers or anything, because I don't think it's canon, so they can't really do much, because we haven't seen too much either in the anime. We're still like a step behind compared to the light novels. And we're gonna be choosing another character of the week, which of course is gonna be Benimaru, because he got down My boy Benimaru, just too badass. I don't think I have chosen before, actually. Shay, if I have now, I might go with his brother. But let me check real quick. Just to be on the safe side, I don't want to, you know, duplicate characters so weak. That's no fun choosing this. If not, we just be choosing Ace all the time. We don't want that. All right, we don't have Benimaru. Cool. So yeah, the character of the week is Benimaru from That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. Thank you, appreciate it. It's a badass character. And that's it. Thank you guys for watching. I mean, listening. Because unless you're staring at your phone while you're listening, you know, the screen, the cover, the Samurai Summit, I guess, thank you for watching our cover. And don't forget again to leave us an email, send those messages, join our Discord. Everything's going to be on the side notes. Your boy, Itzao. Yamete kudasai. Ah.